from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
Oh, g'day there, and welcome to the rewrap for Tuesday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on News Talk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning, are cycleways ruining our life? House of Cards, breaking House of Cards news, the proposed luxury train, and some ideas around that, and Amazon Australia is underway. But before any of that, let's talk about the Shane Jones versus Ardern situation. I thought they were supposed to be on the same side.
Jacinda Ardern makes noises, broadly speaking, in the right direction. But in this particular case, there are too many caveats, too many rules, too many reasons as to why the paperwork and the meeting time will probably outweigh the actual doing of the work. It's the same with the aged care industry. I mean, the Sallies yesterday, the Sallies, for goodness sake, the Sallies are telling the government there is a worker crisis coming in the sector. 18,000 are needed. And what are the government doing? Cutting immigration. The workers, the Sallies tell us, are largely migrants. And the pay rise, the record-breaking pay equity, $2 billion historic pay rise done this year, according to the Sallies, hasn't made a jot of difference to those looking to get into the industry. So what we have from Labor so far on the work front is a problem with work for the dole, and migrants can be replaced by locals who apparently don't want to work at all. This is the rubber hitting the road stuff. What they say is not what they do. What they say doesn't make sense because it's not practical and it doesn't work. And when your Jones and Marx come up with good, simple ideas, there is inevitably a problem with it. It's like housing last week. Phil Twyford, 9 years. 9 years banging on about housing. First thing he does instead of building anything is set up a committee. Committees don't build houses. They don't produce jobs. They don't plant trees. They don't magic up 18,000 workers. Why is Labor making it look so hard?
There is an art to it, though. If you make your job look hard enough, if you then do successfully achieve it, everybody goes, wow, in spite of the odds, you did it. So there could be a bit of that. But probably not. Probably they're just not very good at it. I don't know. I'll tell you one thing, though. Why so many roadworks for so many cycleways when so few people end up using them? Mike wants to know the same thing.
Cycleways have been ideologically captured by the clipboarders who can't see the wood for the trees. It's all theory, no reality. I have, of course, been saying this for quite some time, but there are now, and I cannot believe I'm saying this, there are protests. Protests up and down the country against cycleways from Auckland to Wellington to Christchurch. People are literally on the march against dumb councils who don't get it. Pieces of road and footpath sliced off and up, all in the vain attempt to convince us that cars are bad and bikes are good. And bikes are good, but just not when they prevent cars moving or buses moving or people doing business. In two separate parts of Auckland that I'm aware of, there may well be more, businesses are screaming about lost custom as roads are chopped up and punters are prevented from shopping. Christchurch, same story. You cannot get in the door for all the roadworks that are building the cycleways. And when the roadworkers are packed up and gone home, as they did in their original major cycleway in Auckland, the famous, or is that infamous, $18 million pink monstrosity in the centre of town, when they've gone home, what then, eh? Well, no bikes. I look out my window at TVNZ in the afternoon every day. Look out on the bike lane. No bikes. Lanes and infrastructure for people who will never cycle by. Here's your main problem. Here's your problem in a nutshell. The roads aren't big enough. They don't seem to get that simple reality. You can't take a regular two-laned New Zealand downtown road and turn it into a two-lane road with a bus lane and a cycle lane. It doesn't work. So the bus lanes with no buses, the cycleways with no bikes, it is the forlorn and tragic reality of urban New Zealand. And community after community now forced to take to the streets, for God's sake, to tell the council that as well-intentioned as it may well have been, as theoretically interesting as it might have sounded, the simple truth is, by and large, they don't work. They're not practical. They're a waste of money. And the only tangible outcome is frustration, anger, protest, ill will, wasted time, energy and cash. Let's hope the madness stops soon.
Yeah, certainly I would have thought the best place for cycleways is where there's nice things to see, where people actually want to ride their bike. Take a leisurely ride, bike for exercise. Nobody really wants to bike to work and arrive at work all hot and sweaty and dishevelled. And same deal. I mean, the last thing I want to do when I'm going home from work is to have to ride a bike to do it. I just want to get home. Anyway, so probably nothing will ever change. Hey, breaking House of Cards news this morning. Probably you've heard it by now, but you know.
Very good news, just out of Hollywood moments ago. They've reached an agreement to resume the production of House of Cards Season 6. 8 episodes starring Robin Wright, but not Kevin Spacey. So how they're going to do that, I don't know, because they were halfway through production of Season 6 when the Spacey thing broke, so they will have filmed bits of it, and they're going to have to write him out. They're going to have to work out how much of it that he is going to be in it, if any, and the bits that he's in, how they're going to make him disappear, and how they're going to have to kill him, obviously, as a precedent, and how they're going to write that in. And
maybe it'll turn out that he will be found guilty of some kind of sexual misconduct, and the scandal will be too much,
and he'll just disappear and go to Arizona to a clinic.
Yeah, that'd be quite a good way of doing
it. That's quite a good idea. Gee, there's a whiteboard session in the making right there.
At your disposal, Hollywood. I'm very reasonably priced. I'm happy to just sit there and come up with great ideas like that all day long. I'm sure my phone will ring any time now. A few ideas of how to make this luxury train trip a bit more exciting too, just quietly.
Here's a very good idea of what potentially is a brilliant idea. A luxury train carrying high-paying guests from Auckland to Queenstown over a six-day period. They want to call it the Antipodean Explorer. They want to buy 31 old carriages from Auckland Transport, refurbish them into the world's best moving hotel. It's the Orient Express, New Zealand styles. The train would stop every 2 to 5 hours, a couple of hours, and at 75 different locations up and down the country. You would never have to unpack. It's like a cruise ship on a train. The only time you'd have to unpack and change is when the train hit the Cook Strait. It's going to be ready apparently by 2019, the year of China-New Zealand tourism. It was pitched the other day. There's a big Chinese forum here in the country, and it was pitched the other day. Doesn't that sound like a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant idea?
Only if you're guaranteed a mysterious murder sometime during the trip.
With a hammer in the library.
And then a sort of a motherly detective figure will...
Like Pelu.
Or, yes, somebody like that.
Why, when I said motherly detective figure, would he say Perot? I mean, I was clearly talking about Miss Marple, and he's gone to Hercule Poirot, who doesn't look like any... If anybody's mother looks like Hercule Poirot, they got issues. I mean, I know some people's mothers do have moustaches, but not moustaches like that. Weirdo. Mind you, I wasn't the only one with good ideas today. I think he's got a good idea for a Christmas present. If not this Christmas, maybe he can get it into development for next Christmas.
So Amazon Live in Australia, Woolworths, in response, by the end of 18, they're going to have 5 dedicated dark stores. That's what they're calling them, dark stores. And so it's going to give you options. And one of the big areas they're worried about in Australia with Amazon is, of course, groceries. So a dark store for Woolworths, you can come into the store, you can get it delivered, you can pick it up, whatever you want. So lots more options for the consumers.
So, the lights aren't on?
No,
blindfolded?
No. Well, it might be. It might be. But they're giving you options, Glenn, is what it boils down to.
That you won't be monitored by drone or...
the warehouse are going through a digital transformation, apparently. Because they're a bit worried about what's going on with Amazon. That's this side of the Tasman, of course.
Aren't they a bit all this is going to
yes,
a bit slowly?
Yes, you could argue,
I mean,
yes.
We've been talking about Amazon coming for about new. 5 years.
It's not new. eBay is saying, look, the problem with Amazon, and eBay would say this for obvious reasons, but eBay is saying the problem with Amazon, you go set yourself up on Amazon and they like you, they'll rip you off. And so that's one of the things that Amazon do, of course. You know, when you've got your, you know, the Mike Hosking pogo stick, available on
Have you
Amazon.
You something out of the bag there, Mike. And is then, that what then you've been all of a sudden, for next Christmas,
all of a sudden, the Amazon pogo sticks there are up against you.
The
and
Mike
Hosking like
pogo
that.
Stick. It only bounces up.
Exactly. It's the positive pogo stick. There is no downside to the Mike Hosking pogo stick.
Now, come on! If that is not a cartoon waiting for somebody to draw, I don't know what. If only we had Tom Scott in a couple of weeks ago. If only he'd come in today, and we could have got him to rustle us up. A Mike Hosking on a pogo stick that only goes up, uppity up, up. I mean, you'd be on the moon in no time, wouldn't you, on the Mike Hosking pogo stick? Maybe it's a moon hopper, even. See, so many good ideas. That's what you get in your gift box on the rewrap. I am Glenn ZB. More in that box for you tomorrow. I'll see you then.